tell me how many folks you had here overnight on Sunday and today?
We just had five adults here last night and then today.
Okay, and what were you providing them?
Shelter, place to stay, so place to sleep, food, snacks, and encouragement, and try to help and be encouraging for the deal, you know, situation that they're in, because obviously it's a very stressful situation for people that have been evacuated and worrying about whether their house is still standing or not. One of our Red Cross volunteers today was actually one of the people that had been evacuated.
Okay, so the five adults and one animal, I think you said. Can you
Yes.
tell me about that?
One couple had their little dog, and so in this case, the arrangements were made for them to have cages for the dogs and animals, and so they were able to stay in one location here in the shelter, which is fairly unusual for Red Cross shelters, but we were glad to be able to accommodate them.
Okay, and you were saying that you'll kind of just stay open as long as necessary. Can you just expand on that?
Well, the general Red Cross procedure is that we want to make sure that people have been evacuated have a place to go. And so we open these shelters, and then we try as much as possible to allow at least a 48-hour notification when it's time to close the shelter. And then our client casework people work with the clients in the shelter and make sure that when the shelter does close, that everyone that's been staying in the shelter has a plan of action and a place to go after the shelter closes.
But you were also saying that you haven't had maybe as many as you might anticipate in some kind of these situations you've been involved in previously because people have taken their neighbors in.
Yes, people here in Colorado do just a wonderful job of going and saying, come stay with us, friends, relatives, even some people have come in today and volunteered, I have an extra bedroom in my house. I'd be glad to have someone come and stay with me if they need a place to go. And so it's just a wonderful thing to see the way in which so many people have been evacuated, but yet friends and relatives have provided a place for most everyone to be able to go and have a place to go, stay.
So really you've had the five here and you were saying 20 in Netherlands, so that's pretty minimal.
It is. Very small in relation to the number of people that have been evacuated.